This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Now, welcome to Surreal Talk, the look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, paranormal, and we are doing the after show for the war on drugs.
That's right. No drugs on the after show.
Yeah, well, there have been.
We lost the war.
If somebody in the office is watching and has drugs, please bring them to us.
Yeah, because so we can go to war with them.
Well, yeah, I'm ready to destroy some drugs, is my point. Those are your glasses? They look good on you.
No, those are mine.
Oh, they look good on you.
Really? I'll take them.
They're a little high up. Like, can you bring them down just a little? You need a little bit of eyebrow.
I'm pretty sure my buddy Daryl fucked me over on that, but you'll have that.
Go back up.
Well,
go back
hard
up.
With a
yeah.
$10.
I don't know. They're okay for you. They kind of make you look bug-headed.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Do you think they make him look? Do they do that to me?
No, they look fine. You have a different shaped brow than him.
Yeah, you're not as.
Yeah, see, they're too big for your face.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They're too big for your face.
Really?
Yep.
They're too big for my face?
Yeah, you better give them to me.
Fuck it.
Let me see here. Say Harley Davidson on them? That's fucking
yeah.
Dorky.
Hi, Eric. I'm drinking some Earl Grey tea. How do you say that with an English?
How's that?
You say, hello, Eric. I'm drinking some Earl Grey tea.
See,
how
this
do
is the type
you
of
say that
I
with an
wear.
English accent?
How's it look?
I know you have to enunciate the fuck out of your teas. Because either you say it hard or you don't say it at all, like British teas.
Oh. Why don't you get into the emails, man? Let's get this party rolling here.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll just do the emails then. How about that one?
That's what I just asked.
Thank you, Light Peach. We's appreciating you.
What do you do?
Oh, dropped us bucks? A five fuck spot, yeah. Bud.
Yeah, you missed the first half, buddy. Luckily, it's free on YouTube.
That's true. You don't have to wait till Monday. All right. Who did I say we were starting with?
I'll just do it.
Native Pride.
I'll just do it. Fuck
Shut
you.
Up. Hey, guys. Been listening to you guys for a couple months now. Really enjoy
Sorry.
The show. Even the shitty episodes in the beginning. Okay.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, I'm right? not responsible
you
for
those. You guys helped open my mind up a bit. And I got to thank you, Eric, for the great 9/11. That's like my defining moment.
I don't know. I'm going to throw out a little bit of a complaint here.
Oh,
that wasn't
fuck.
Just
here we
you.
Go.
You know what I mean?
I didn't say it was.
I mean, they're thanking you. Like, wait a minute, man. I had a lot to do with that. It's kind of getting on my nerves.
I think
everybody
thinks. Passion came through.
Okay.
And they knew
that
I was,
may be.
That's probably what it was.
I doubt
Which
that.
Which one? The 9/11 episode?
Yeah.
That episode really opened my eyes, especially when I started looking into it myself. Got to say, fuck Everett and team motherfucking Armand. Armand is the man. Keep it up and keep putting Ocho right Man on. In his place.
Yeah. Who's
anyway,
this?
This is Native Pride.
Thank you, Native.
Anyway, if it means anything at all, I weld and fab for a shit.
It means nothing.
Long days go by better. Yeah, hey,
hard working man.
Well, right on, man.
Yeah, what are you talking
this
about?
This guy welds. Hell yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah.
I relate with you. We're the same.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's the guy that earns his living.
Yeah,
not like you.
Keep up the great work, and I look forward to leaving you guys a drunk voicemail. Well, we look
all
forward
right.
to that as well.
Send it.
Yeah, no shit. Send it on over.
Holy cow, we got some voicemail or emails today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Light page.
Thanks a lot there,
so,
Native
yo.
Pride.
I've been listening for a long time. I check out the Joker, Smoker, Toker, Stoner show as
wow,
well.
Wow, real fan.
I'm awesome that you guys are still doing this. Yeah, that's what it says. It's awesome. Even with some episodes treated more like a job than like you guys are interested in the subject, which I get. It's a job for y'all, kind of. I do enjoy listening to the show. It's a great group of guys, minus the creepy Uncle Joe one.
Who's that?
That's I think you. They're talking about you.
Yeah, they're talking about
I'm
you.
I'm creepy Uncle Joe?
Well, creepy Uncle Armand.
Yeah, waiting, waiting for the show about... Look, man, we got to do this, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
He's literally been asking about this for a year and a half.
Probably two or three.
A long fucking time. Yeah. Waiting for a show about the Project Bluebeam chemtrails since a main component of the trails helps with the projecting of the images. So...
Wait a minute. We read this one last time, dude.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Oh, and the homeless guy giving his last 10 to get the lady home was a scam. They were all in on it. Even the homeless, not the homeless dude. Fuck you, Everett. In a robot voice. Okay. Well,
all right, got it.
Remember did you read the last line there?
Oh, yeah. No.
That's how I knew that it was, we read this already.
All right, then we are.
You just skipping it? All right, that's fine.
I know I'm a bit behind listening to your... Jesus. No, we read this one, too.
Yeah, we definitely read that one.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, man, that's a long one.
Do you have some system so you can know if they've already been read?
Yeah, Eric, he's our system.
What's up, guys?
Oh, no.
Wait.
Malfunction.
I'm just reading the bottom so I can make sure he doesn't say, don't use my name.
Okay. He definitely says his name there. Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Richie from Bakersfield, California. Don't affiliate me with the nut job who started...
Now, see, we read this one, too.
I thought you said that our last show was the second, 5 days before that.
Yeah, it was when it was published. It was when it was published.
Okay, I read a whole bunch of shit. First, here's the fake tag from... Oh! What? I'm not understanding this. First, here's the info on the fake tag from Facebook. Hit contact and sent it straight to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something.
This is from another email. Skip this one. You should have went through these things beforehand. You're fucking us over here. Start with Kristen.
Kristen. Hey, my name's Kristen. As you can... Yes, you can say my first name. I was going to call and leave a voicemail, but it's my 24th birthday, and I took way too many bong rips.
Well, hey, all right. First and foremost, way too many.
A real fan?
Way too many. Is that possible, Kristen? Too many bong rips?
I don't know. You do about fucking 30 bong rips, and you don't feel a thing. You're ready to go to sleep. So if some of this doesn't make sense, that's why. Currently can't feel my legs. I've been listening to you guys for the last few months, and I started all the way back to the Nick of Time Illuminati episodes.
Trash.
And I'm finally caught up. I listen to you guys at work, and you have helped me get through my weeks. Now, I've caught up and started listening to your Joker Smoker Toker show.
Thanks.
I also wanted to talk about Everett's shit.
Shit.
I have chronic IBS as well.
And I feel for you.
I can relate to some of what he is going through, minus the tar shits. I actually experience it in my upper GI, usually. I throw a lot, and it's... Oh, I throw up a lot, I guess. And extremely frustrating. I get abdominal...
Mine's all lower.
Abdominal migraines, and I'm thinking some of your pain experienced during an IBF episode could become are coupled with an abdominal migraine.
Never heard that.
Well, I mean, the way you described it.
What's a migraine specifically?
Look. Constriction of the vessels, usually in the head, and pain.
That makes sense.
I mean, there's different kinds. There's clusters.
It happens to me frequently. I would like to recommend smoking weed for sure.
I do that more than most people.
Check. We all already know you're doing that. So drink more water.
I could do that.
Look up FODMAPs.
How about gluten?
Help me figure out what food is triggering an
episode. What's FODMAPs?
Maybe food maps.
It's only 1-0, though.
It's probably food maps.
I think. She has had a few bong hits.
Yeah, that's true.
It's easy to omit
that's
vowels.
True. I agree. So I also think that an episode about sound being weaponized for... We did read this. For brainwashing and manipulation would really be cool. I know the email is long and just want to wrap it up by saying Team Eric for life. And I hate Everett.
That for life was not in there at all.
I like Everett as well, but I also side with the theorist. And now for Armand.
I could
listen to you talk all day. But I really respect your knowledge and always learn something when you're on the show.
What a brilliant woman.
Also, your voice is really fucking sexy, in my opinion.
Are you making this up?
Anyway,
no, it's in there. It's just where it's
love
in
you
there.
Guys.
Wow.
Keep up the
Thank
great
you.
Work.
FODMAPs. There's a FODMAP.
Really? What's FODMAP?
Fermentable oligodimonosaccharides and polyols. These are short-chain carbs that are resistant
there
to digestion. Instead of being absorbed into your bloodstream, they reach the far end of your intestine where most of your gut bacteria reside.
And you guys...
Wow, I should have known about that. Thank you.
You guys are like, she dropped a vowel because she's high.
Yeah, I know. We're the idiots.
Well,
she's smarter high than we are straight.
I'm
straight. Who was that? What was that?
What
was her name? Kristen?
Kristen. Don't say her last name.
I didn't.
He didn't. Thanks for that
Russian
information. FODMAPs. That sounds interesting.
This most recent email here is from Daniel. Eric, Everett, and Armand. You guys are like the three voices inside of Deadpool's head. You got Eric, which is the crazy voice.
That's
I don't
fair.
Know how to feel about
that's
that.
A good, that's
then
good
you
analogy.
Have Armand, which is the voice of reason. Unless you
Thank
Everett.
You.
And then you have Everett, who in the end does what he wants no matter what the other two say.
Yeah.
I also like a wide variety of subjects which they cover is why I like the podcast so much. Keep up the good work and keep on keeping on Surreal Talk. Or keep Surreal talking, too. Team Everett.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh.
From Stiglitz.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do a show
I
on
don't
it.
Like it.
He said, P.S. You should do a show on the chicken coop killer.
Who's that?
Chicken coop killer. Let's Google this shit real quick.
Does he kill chickens or people, or does he kill people inside
He kills
chicken
coops.
Kills the entire chicken coop?
That doesn't sound that interesting.
With a bulldozer.
The Wineville Chicken Coop Murders. This is Wikipedia. Also known as the Wineville Chicken Murders, were a series of abduction and murders of young boys that occurred in the city of L.A.
Oh, wow.
Between 1926 and 1928.
Damn.
Received national attention.
That does sound interesting.
Found a bunch of body parts and shit in shallow graves. Huh, interesting.
I'll look that up. That's interesting. Yeah.
Oh,
like
man,
that.
This is going to be... Oh, wait, better
I love a good body part, Hagen.
Mm-hmm. Could be a movie, too.
So this guy's very clever.
Oh, yeah?
The next email, Michael. Yeah, so like half of it is promotion, and the other half is like trying to help you out with your belly. Yeah, so he's got some links down here that said these are better than a keto diet, blah, 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 blah. And then at the top, he's got realrocketman.com. It's the website for the movie, October 1st through 10th, a nationwide flat Earth tour promoting the TV show, movie, and space launch.
Realrocketman.com. I'm checking it out.
Fuck That's
it.
A movie coming
Fuck
out?
Fuck it.
I don't know what it is. Rocket Man, the documentary. It's Mad Mike's mission to prove the flat Earth. It's a documentary.
Oh, wow. I'll check that out. The
film is now available. If you you can get it on Amazon, looks like. Let's take a look here. What's this cost? Watch now. Oh, I've got it's on Amazon Prime. I can just
watch it. Wow, it's on Prime? Yeah. I can watch it too. What is it called? Real Rocket Man?
Rocket Man, Mad Mike's mission to prove flat Earth. Rocket Man is a hilarious glimpse into the true story of Michael Mad Mike Hughes.
He got the promotion for sure.
A flat earther. Yeah, he did. A flat earther who made headlines around the globe with his attempt to prove the flat earth by building a homemade rocket to launch himself into space.
That's
I remember
this
guy? Fucking guy.
This is an email directly from him.
Is it really?
Yeah, he emailed us.
Mike, what's his last name?
Hughes.
How high did he
Mad
get?
Mad Mike Hughes.
What kind of altitude did he reach? Or did he?
I don't, you got to watch the fucking movie. Right.
I think made like all right, 14, I'll watch it. All right.
Wow, well, thanks for the email, Mike. We
yeah, if
you
guys
that.
A listener, shit.
Hold on, I'm taking a look here.
He's one of them. One of a band of brothers here.
5,000 feet, apparently.
Jeez.
Well, that's what he tried to do. I don't think he made it that high.
Oh.
That's still pretty good. You can see curvature from 5,000, you think?
I would think. From a mile? Yeah, from a mile?
I don't know, though, man.
He made it up to 1,875 feet and had a hard landing in the Mojave Desert, apparently. It was a steam-powered rocket, which right there tells me he was never making it.
Man. Damn.
Launched at a sharp angle to avoid falling back to Earth on public land. And landed about 1,500 feet away. So it pretty much almost went up at a 45-degree angle.
And was arrested for littering shortly after. No, I'm
sorry. This team reported a max speed of 350 miles an hour.
Global warming.
And he had no serious injury from the landing. Wow. It's pretty nuts. He planned to launch himself again on August 10th, but he had to scrap it due to mechanical troubles.
Well, let us know when you're going to do it again.
Yeah, we'll cover it.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah, dude. You're going to blow yourself up with a thing?
Get with Surreal Talk, but
yeah.
Where did you?
I want the T-shirt.
Why
did I
do this? Because I want to fucking. I want to kind of watch this. It was in the Mojave, so right. It was
I'll
east of L.A.
Email,
so between L.A. and fucking Vegas.
Vegas, yeah. Yeah. Mojave Desert, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
It's a pretty big desert.
The next email is from Kelly. And now this is the person that messages me whenever we like. Hey, where's your shows at?
Yeah,
every time
I get
we take
a couple
a hiatus.
Of those too. Here.
You guys should invite Lars too. So I think she hit in her on accident. We're going to go to the next email, which is from her also. Hey, guys, I think I accidentally sent an unfinished email. I was suggesting that you invite Lars to be a guest on your show. That would be pretty amusing. Anyways, that's
Lars
all.
Can be a guest on any fucking after show he wants to.
Any after show he wants to. We just don't need to hear about Einicism or talking about Germans.
Oh, man, that's what we like.
Yeah.
Andrew,
it's a good idea, though. Guests. Lars, if you're out there, we sorely miss you.
Hey, if you hear if
You've
you
changed
us,
my life.
Oh, here, Andrew. Hang on one sec. That's No.
You good?
Yeah, I'm just trying to sift through the bullshit.
This guy's suggesting a hypnotist.
Love to send you. There's another person here. Sirigano. Melissa DeCure.
Were we talking about having a hypnotist on the show?
Yeah, so this person says, if you want an amazing hypnotist on the show, I'd recommend Chris Mabry. I've been hypnotized by Chris multiple times, and I don't remember a thing. Myfunshow.com. Let's check this out.
Oh, yeah, Team Everett. NC in the chat. Nomad. Hey, Nomad.
Oh, Nomad. Yeah, fuck yeah. Nice. Seen you earlier today. Chris Mabry, master of comedy and hypnosis. Oh, a comedy hypnosis.
Really? Now that could be worth going to see.
Let's see where he is. Does he have a fucking tour I can find? Oh, it locked up my browser. There it goes.
Oh, dude, imagine it was a virus.
That'd be funny.
Why would that be funny?
Give me a virus. That'd be fucking funny. Where is his tours?
I don't know that it would be funny.
He's got a bunch of different DVDs. MP3 pack for $150.
Oh, goddamn, the poll. We're at.
You can book him. I wonder how much it costs to book him.
20 people for yes, all drugs should be legal, and 6 for no.
That's it?
That's it. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We could check this Chris guy out. You've been to him many times, and he's did you good. I wouldn't mind talking to him. I still want to go, like, I think it'd be fun for all three of us to go have a hypnosis session.
Yeah. Dude, I tried to get my palm read by that psychic in Atlantic City. Yeah, she was having. I'm like, so how do you know these things? Like, it was just very brief, like 2-minute interaction with her, and she just turned around and walked away.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Just straight walked away
from you? Walked the fuck away.
Did she give you a little, tell you things about yourself? Or
no, she was bullshit answers, and I was really hammering her with my questions about it. And she
like
just
what? Like, what do you mean
hammering? Just like, well, if you can see just the future, how the fuck do you do that? Do you see it through your eyes? Is it a vision that comes in your head? How do you see that from my hand? How do you know all this stuff? And if you do, how do you sort it out?
Yeah, it's too much for her, man.
Yep, yeah. She's like, fuck this guy. Turn around, walk
she's
away.
She's not quantifying
they don't
her
like
my powers.
Answering those questions.
I'll give my fucking spiel to the next one down the road.
Have we had a show on psychics?
No, I can sum it up in 30 seconds. They're bullshit.
You don't know that.
Yeah, okay, you're right.
Dude, we've talked about this before. The brain is nothing but what? Electrical connections. They all have electrical field. So if you can get any two electrical fields close enough to each other, that's a relative interact. Term, close enough, they can interact. Who's to say that, A, you can't fucking increase your electrical field of your brain waves enough to interact with another person where a person can pick them up? You think that's impossible?
What do you think, Armand?
You know, with a magnet, you could fuck with somebody's brain. You know what I mean? A strong enough magnet.
Yeah, there's a big difference between messing up a circuit and actually being able to read thoughts and have some sort of knowledge out of it.
Again, we talked about this in maybe the metaphysical mind. Yeah. To where you only know how to talk and do language because you practiced it. If a person could figure out what the base mechanism for any kind of like just a tick, like tick to you, Armand, if I could make you... Every time I think real hard, you just get tick in your brain. That's it. Just a little feeling. And if we can get to that point enough, we can do it fast enough, it's a language in and of itself. It doesn't have to be English words transmitted.
Well, no, it's Morse code. Tick, tick.
Tick, tick, as simple as Morse code. Or, you know, who's to say what you're feeling whenever you do one of these ticks? It could be a wave of emotion that you feel. You don't know exactly what kind of impression you could get from just a raw psychic fucking projection. You know what I mean? You don't know what it is.
But it depends on what
you're
talking.
And if you exercise it, I think if exercise of it, you could eventually get a communication out of it. If you could find that base tick, then you could exercise it and get a real communication out of it.
All right, but I mean, how do you define... I mean, because people go to a psychic, and they'll go for, say, you know, they don't... I don't think... I wouldn't go to a psychic.
Like a medium, you mean, to connect to like a pest...
Well, no, but I mean, I would think the thing that would be useful to me... Not, I don't want you to tell me about my past.
I guess I'm thinking more telepathy rather than
telepathy. No, I've got to make a decision. I've got a new job offer. You go to a psychic to get some sort of, you know, because they give you spiritual
future,
advice.
You're seeing the future, shit like that.
Right. There's a big jump between what you're talking about.
That's a problem too.
Actually, divine. You know what's best for you to do. Don't marry that woman.
Yeah, that's the thing too. Psychic is such a fucking weird, wide term at this point. You know what I mean?
How do you define it?
Are you a medium who talks to dead people? Are you a person who sees the future? Aluminum foil and Drano, a 2-liter makes a good shake and bake bomb. Good lord, Nate.
You missed the point on the shake and bake there, Nate.
Yeah.
Oh, here. Next one. Good show, guys.
Thanks. What was I talking about?
Talking about psychics.
Oh, yeah. So psychics these days are all of the weird fucking mind powers rolled up into one word, sadly. So, I don't know. It'd be hard to find a specialized psychic, in my opinion. But do I think psychic abilities in general are complete bullshit? I think there's got to be something to it.
Nah.
Why? Why does there have to be?
Because he saw a ghost.
That has nothing to do with it at all.
Oh.
Because it's an electrical system that can be manipulated. Any electrical system can be manipulated. We just don't know how yet. So just because we haven't figured out how to, A, use our brain to get, you know, to bend the brain wave or the electrical shit, doesn't mean it can't be done.
Well, I know the cops have used them, or at least tried to, right?
You psychics? Yeah. To figure out where this fucking kidnapped kid is.
Right, stuff like that. Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, is there any record of them being...
Yeah, we talked about it. The ones actually...
Sure, there's plenty of records of people who have had good guess records.
The Boston Strangler, I think they were trying to, you know, get some... I mean, I don't know.
I would say that 99.9999999% of these psychics are probably full of shit. People saw an opportunity and are taking it. But from a mechanics set, I don't think it's impossible. I think even if person-to-person contact isn't, we don't have the hardware in our brain to send the message, I definitely know that we could pick it up.
How do you know that we can pick it up?
Because your brain is electrical signals. If you can get, like, your brain can be manipulated by a strong enough magnet to where you can be knocked out from it, if you can focus that into a point and move the right fucking neurons the right way.
You're saying you can see people's memories.
I'm not saying, well, I'm saying... The initial version of it is if it's enough to where you can feel some sort of input, you know what I mean? Just even a tick is all you feel, then that counts, in my opinion, because you could develop from there.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I was not sure that qualifies as being psychic.
Well, no, but not psychic.
I mean, to me, psychic, check this out. Tick. What do you think, guys? Yeah. Am I right?
Well, I mean, to me, a psychic is they look in a crystal ball and they tell you, okay, you know, you're gonna win five grand at the racetrack. Go to racetrack tomorrow because that's a
fortune teller. That's not a psychic, though.
All right, well, same fucking thing, really. Right?
See, that's my problem. So I mean, a psychic these days is such a generalized term.
Yeah, how do you define it? That's what I'm saying.
To me, psychics are people that can actually read a brain or have some sort of mental ability to interact brain to brain. Otherwise,
that's a psychic. I don't know if that's.
Well, I don't know what else it would be.
It's like a Vulcan.
A Vulcan, yeah. Well, that's telepathic or empathic.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know. Let's hit these voicemails, though. We can sit here and bitch about telepathy all day long.
Why don't you tell me what the
and
next?
I will.
Why don't you tell me what the next voicemail will be, Mr. Psychic?
It'll be from Donna. Yes, that Donna. Right, Donna. So here we go.
When's Donna going to cook us dinner?
I don't know. Probably never.
Aw.
Hey guys, Donna here.
What's up, Donna?
Yeah, I'm not attracted to pompous intellectual assholes.
Oh no,
I'm out. Everett's out.
I'm out.
I'm not an intellectual anymore.
No, he's not.
I give it up on that. I don't remember the cue for this, though. Do you? Like what we were talking about, the why she immediately left the voicemail. I guess we were talking about and said, hey, Donna, did you this or that? Are you, I don't know.
I mean, mind you, that's probably me just coming from a small town where you don't really have too many smart people, just a bunch of rednecks and hill rods.
She says it's an old
hill rod.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with people like that whatsoever.
What was our show before last?
Have we heard this?
Seem
before?
To have this superiority complex.
I think she left this one right after the end of the last show.
Oh, okay.
Because it says 2 weeks ago.
That I just can't stand.
Tyler Wall says
like
old.
Average intelligence.
Says
yeah,
what?
That's great.
Tyler Wall says what?
Old. I think we've played it before.
All right, well, we're finished.
Weren't we
like,
putting
if
out
you
a question?
Want to talk chemistry or whatever to me, like I honestly give $2. But if you want to talk cars or, you know, basic level shit, yeah, I'd totally be down for that. Anyway, getting away from that.
I feel retarded sometimes.
The whole timeline, or going back in time. Now, all serious question here. Do you think if Eric had the chance to go back in time
and stop
September 11th from happening?
I would do it.
Would he do it?
Yeah.
And if so, how long until he was suicided by the Clintons?
2 weeks, because I run my fucking mouth about it. Not even 2 weeks. 2 days, probably.
Good question.
I mean, I think that's a legitimate question for Eric.
Look, Donna, I can't quit running my mouth.
All right, guys. We will talk to you later.
Wait till Lenny's finished.
So we listened to that one, but we didn't listen to this very next one. It was literally left right after it. Here we go. This is... This is Armand Loves It When I Peg Him is the title of this.
Oh, no.
Donna sent this?
No, I'm not saying this is Donna.
You ladies. And Eric.
Oh, it sounds like
Donna.
Yeah, okay, it is.
So, call me crazy.
Fuck you,
but
Donna.
But it seems like you have quite a few fans in the Wisconsin and Chicago area.
Do we?
Now.
I hope so.
Now, you can think about this.
Okay, right. I'm thinking.
But I think it would be a great idea if you guys had some time off. Yes, I know you guys have regular jobs as well.
Not really.
But if you had some time off,
speak for yourself.
Come to Madison, Wisconsin for like a little meet and greet sort of thing.
Madison's a good nice town.
I think it's a great idea.
I love that town.
You know, people
I've never been
from
to Wisconsin.
Milwaukee.
You ever been to Wisconsin?
Yeah, the four quad cities is right there,
no,
right?
No, that's Iowa.
No.
Oh, then no.
Quad cities.
Then no.
I lived in Kenosha.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's where they did fucking Happy Days, right?
No, they're in Milwaukee.
Was that Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Old Milwaukee.
Yeah. Milwaukee's a nice town, too. I like Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. That's how it's pronounced by the Algonquin.
The Algonquin.
Kenosha's
yeah.
About half an hour, about 35 minutes south of Milwaukee.
You?
He would probably show up.
Madison's pretty a little farther, though. It's probably about 100 miles from Kenosha.
Man, you know.
College town.
Here's,
I went up
here's
there.
My problem. I wouldn't mind going sometime, but like she triggered me by saying when you get some time off. Every time recently I've had to take like a vacation, family vacation, it's not time off for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm fucking driving and doing everything a fucking father, parent, husband does on a vacation. It's not so much a vacation to me.
Not to you.
So if I'm getting time off and there's nothing else going on, I'm sorry I'm not driving to Wisconsin for fucking
last vacation I took was when we went to Atlantic City Gears.
2 years ago?
And I worked.
Yeah.
It was more than 2 years. That was 3 years ago.
Two and a half.
I want to go with you guys next time, though.
Where?
Atlantic City? Yeah.
I'm not going, man. I'm not going back. I'm done with Atlantic City.
James says, screw Madison. Come to Green Bay and eat some cheese. Drink some beers.
Green Bay? I've never been to Green Bay. That's
why don't everybody come to St. Louis?
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's cheaper if everybody comes here.
Who the hell would want
cheaper
to come
for
here?
Me.
If
and easier.
I'd rather go to Chicago, maybe.
Armand says, everybody come here. He would rather you guys come here.
No.
Heard it here first, folks.
He'll touch his eyes.
I know. I'd drive the hour and a half or so to come up and see you guys. And plus, there's great bars there.
Yeah.
You know, Great Dane Pub, one of my favorites. But, yeah, think about it.
You know, you people would be so fucking disappointed if you met me. Anybody that likes me, so disappointed.
No, I am.
You guys should totally do something like that.
Yeah, we are jerks in person.
Wisconsin.
I am. I'm a jerk. Not only that, I'm not fun to hang out with.
I'm probably the nicest one out of the three.
I'm not a hanger-outer. I don't like being around people.
I think I'd rather hang out with Eric than you.
I'm sure you probably would.
Yeah, you're
I'm done hanging out with like groups of people. Like I can't do it more than an hour.
Yeah, you're more AI kind of guy.
AI? No, no, no. Fuck AI, too. Fuck any AI. You know what I mean? Any intelligence, get it away from me. I'm a loner, Dottie. Yeah. A rebel.
All right, I'll probably end up calling back.
Call anytime.
You know, later on in the next 2 weeks that you guys are gone.
Carte blanche.
But... All right. Well, have a good night.
Sorry. Have a good night as well.
Sorry, Cardi Blanche.
She's got a nice voice.
She hates her voice, she said.
She hates her voice? That's nice. I like her voice.
Next one's from Okie Boy.
Oh, Okie
Boy. I assume he's from Oklahoma.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello.
I've been kind of slacking on my voicemails the last couple weeks. I apologize.
I know the guy.
Been really busy. But I have been listening to the show.
Who is this?
And the Heaven's Gate show you guys did. I thought it was great.
Obviously. I don't recognize the voice that well.
As we all knew, and people were fucking crazy.
That we did.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what they believed in, I guess. So can't fault them for that.
Well, I don't know.
I think I can fault
them. No, I think the proper phrase would be you don't have to fault them.
You don't have to fault them for that. I guess not.
But we did.
I mean, everybody believes in something, but.
Boy, that's a. Yeah, that one.
They sure picked that one out of the wrong end of the fucking shoebox.
It's been a short voicemail this week. For
you. Thank you.
I found a quarter.
This is 2 cents
twice. So you guys have a great week. Or great trip, or wherever the fuck you're going.
Thanks, buddy. It was okay. It was fucking long.
Pause that. So what we did was we went to Atlantic City and put on the Halo Classic Atlantic City Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
$50,000 Halo 3 throwback tournament with a partnership from the 343
Side
Studios.
Tournaments for Halo 5, Halo 1.
The company that actually makes the game provided support for it. So it was really good. There's a lot of pictures.
And we went to New York City right after that. We spent a day and a half there. I had a whole bunch of shit to get done in the office.
I almost got mugged.
Eric almost got mugged by a guy with a gun, by a crazy guy.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking nuts, too. Yeah, it was crazy.
How do you almost get mugged? What
happened? Because he didn't mug me. We got a fight right there on the street. I can't. Never mind.
And he pulled a gun?
Again, with shutting up. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That's why I don't like to take Eric places. He just fucking won't let shit go. He just has to fight
him. Well,
I'm going to fight you.
I don't. I didn't. Did I?
No, you wanted to, I'm sure.
I wanted.
The guy want money or what? What do you?
No. I guess mugged would have been the wrong word.
Yeah.
Assaulted.
Okay, yeah.
And I wasn't.
Well, why don't you tell the story instead of being vague about it?
I was walking down the street, me and Jay, and guy was behind me. Because I always try to watch my six at all time.
Always tries to watch his six.
So fucking, these four blocks, this guy's following me, 3 or 4 feet behind me. So at the next stop, I stop as soon as I get to the stop, the light once across the walk. Pulled my backpack off of me and I set it on the ground right there by the light pole. And I was like, how you doing? What? Can I help you? And he's like, you got a fucking problem? And I'm like, no, not at all. And he's like, well, what the fuck did you turn around for? Because I don't like people behind me.
It's fucking New York. People walk close and fast. If you're going not at the right speed, he can't get around you.
I didn't see the guy, but.
He had his spidey sense. Something told him, man.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, Eric's aggro. He's real aggro.
No, my gut don't fucking go
yellow
off
alert.
Nothing like
yellow
that.
Alert.
Yep. Telling
if
you.
You're already back, then I hope you had a great trip.
It was a good trip.
Yeah, it was fun.
Anyways, like I said, leave a short voicemail, so you guys take it easy.
Hey, you take it easy, bud.
Call anytime, brother.
So, we had a pretty good time. Oh, fuck you, you little bastard.
Did he say fuck you, Everett, at the end?
I knew he was a good
guy.
Way
to slip that in.
Yeah, right on. I like it.
Awesome.
Fuck Everett.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Just when we all relaxed. That was great.
I was just letting it finish out a couple seconds.
Goodbye. It was nice talking to you.
We got to hang out on the roof of a building, have a good time on the roof of a fucking high rise in Manhattan, central Manhattan.
Yeah, that was
Is that where the office is?
Yeah.
Dude, so many
I'm
going to
go visit
Midtown,
there, I guess.
Midtown Manhattan. It's three blocks from Times Square. We and Eric were there several times.
So many firsts for me, man. First time in New York, first time seeing an ocean, first time being in a skyscraper.
Not the first time seeing an ocean, third time.
That's the first time I really saw an ocean. We mean third time. Fuck you talking about.
I actually the first time.
Okay. But I saw it from two blocks
saw
away
it.
And just seeing it over
saw
there.
It.
I was just seeing water,
saw
basically.
It.
I didn't really get
Mobile,
that.
Alabama.
That's
a That was a port. That was a port.
It's the fucking ocean.
That's a gulf.
Allegedly.
It's the ocean.
Nah,
that's
where they a were. Gulf.
Thank you.
Yeah. Count.
Okay. Here's the next one. J-Con.
Fuck Everett.
Yeah.
Fuck Eric.
Oh.
Ooh.
Team Oman.
Yeah.
Team Dude, Oman. You're a fucking G.
Yo, G.
Right on, brother.
That's all he has. You're
Love
a fucking
him.
G.
Hey, the man made his point.
Said his point, yeah. This next one I've been waiting to get to.
My fans are nice and succinct.
I'm very interested in
intelligence.
It's not Lars.
Oh. Okay.
So we'll see who this
Let's
is.
Let's hear that.
Hello, Zach. Am I doing this correctly?
Not bad.
Could not find the voicemail, but then I found this voice app to call into Surreal Talk.
It's pretty close.
This is not the real Lars, though. Did you think it was Lars?
Kind of.
No, your
this
name said not Lars.
It sounds like
Lars spelled with two R's. I don't know. I just wanted to call in and say, how do you people?
Wait a minute.
He's pretty good, man.
Stop it. What did Ross say in the chat earlier? I got two A's.
Two A's. This is Lars with two R's.
Two R's.
So this is either Ross or the real Lars is Ross. One of the two.
No,
because
I don't think...
No, we've never ever mentioned that the Lars spelling was not L-A-R-S.
I think it's coincidence.
We've never said that.
I think it's coincidence.
Well, I don't know. He's pretty good, though. That's close.
Stay so impressed with every single impression anyone and say, how do you people stay so impressed with every single impression anyone does?
Lars is good, though. Lars is really good.
This is
impressions
good.
Are terrible. I do not understand. Impressions are impressed with every single impression anyone does. Eric, your impressions are terrible.
They're not impressions, they're accents, mate.
Yeah, they're
right.
Terrible too.
You're impersonating a person from a region. That's what it means.
Yeah, maybe.
It's frustrating that you think that any impressions that are done are good.
I love that.
That's terrible.
Pause. You know what? If you want to
bad
call
ones are as good
and,
as good
and
ones.
Badmouth us, please do it in an accent because it's so much better. I can literally take anything from an accent.
You can love a bad impersonation as much as you can love a good one. So I'm taking that as our saving grace here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, but he said that. Is that some kind of app he's using though? Is he?
He said he found a phone app. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know.
Are good. They are terrible, and you like them.
Yes.
You think they're so good. They're awful. Yes. You don't.
No, they don't have to be good to love them.
Not
sometimes
at all.
The worse they are, the better.
Lars was the best one because it was you touch your anus. It was so over
unique.
The top.
And what he said. Yeah.
The word anus has entered in our lexicon forever, man.
It sounds English at all. Give me an impression to do, and I will do it better than you.
Well, mate, why don't you do an impression of somebody from Manchester? Huh? Manchester, mate. That's it. There's the challenge. It's set out. Hey. Not Lars.
Sigo's picking a fight again.
He's always doing it.
No.
I think you were the mugger.
No.
Just got another voicemail.
You was fucking guys.
56 seconds ago.
It better be Lars.
No, it was not. Matt from Maine. I don't know who Matt from Maine is. Next one's from a guy or a woman maybe named Brigsby.
Brigsby.
Surreal talk, fellas. How you doing?
How you doing?
Now, this is a real Australian here. You can tell.
Brigsby calling to you from Adelaide.
Adelaide. Wow.
Australia. Just
hey, mate.
Say hello.
He's going to really
We had fallen off the bottom of the globe down here.
South Australia, yeah.
I like to listen to the podcast.
Thank
Team
you.
Armand all the way.
Yeah.
He's clearly the best. There is no global warming. There is no man-made climate change.
Love him.
They just keep moving the goalpost, and Armand knows what I'm talking about.
Damn right. Damn right, brother.
Armand, I would prefer it if you'd be a little more prepared for the apocalypse or if you got stranded in the outback.
Sorry, man.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Nobody's
you
perfect.
Do
I'm
man.
A big
you'll,
pussy.
You'll take care of feet and continue being a pervy climate pervy. Denier, but we love you for it.
Hey,
take my mind and...
right on.
So that's a real Australian there,
that's a real Australian.
He's I like gone, his accent,
yeah,
right?
He's great.
I do. I think I might just switch mine to Australia.
Adelaide's like really south, too. That's about as south as you get, man.
That's on the good side of Australia, too. Fucking get lost side.
Yeah, South Australia. That's where
Will from El Paso. Here we go, Will.
Hey, how's it going, sir? This is Will from El Paso.
I just said that, Will.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
And guess what?
What?
We got more mass shootings. Holy fuck.
Yeah. We
did? Who would have thought, right?
I said we did.
As soon as Texas
well, El Paso,
is close to passing... more lax gun laws. We get another mass shooting in Odessa and Midland.
Yep. We had one in Odessa?
Odessa, yeah.
This kind of BS.
I can't even fucking keep up with these things anymore.
Well, I can't really say fuck it to Everett today.
Why not? Go ahead.
This kind of seems like a DS9 episode, or actually a series arc.
Oh, fuck. He's
this where Cisco
with
goes back to Earth to, like, I think it was like to run Stands to run up. Something at the Federation.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this crazy admiral who he was under stages an attack on Earth where it shuts down the power grid.
Yeah, that was Changelings.
And that enables them to declare martial law.
Sounds like our government.
And have guards on the street and crap like that.
Appreciate it's kind
that
of
what's happening here. Because now all of a sudden Walmart's like, oh no, I'm not going to sell any more ammunition or handgun ammunition.
That's
so
a conspiracy.
It's kind
right
of
there,
weird.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about this?
I don't think Walmart would have to stage or have, you know, any kind of shooting to stop selling ammo. They could just stop selling ammo.
And I think that's what they opted for, right? But
he's saying
implying that that's...
This possibly was, you know, a reason, you know, made up just for the reason to stop selling ammo. Let me run it back, make sure I'm not mistaken.
I hope not.
And have guards on the street and crap like that. It's kind of seems what's happening here. Because now all of a sudden Walmart's like, oh no, I'm not going to sell any more ammunition or handgun ammunition. So it seems kind of weird. So what do you guys think about this?
Kind of weird. I don't know, man.
Armand.
Armand, he's talking to you.
Boy.
Let me know, guys.
Hey, you know me. Am I fucking chopped liver here, guy?
You're less than chopped liver.
You know, I don't think so. I think that's pushing it. But I'm not sure about the Deep Space Nine he was referring to. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Just that one time he went back to the Federation. There was some corruption. The Federation, this guy fucked up the power grid just to try to do some sweeping militarized fucking changes, you know, martial law type shit.
So the implication being that these mass shootings were just a way for them to justify not selling
policy
ammunition.
Yeah.
Ooh, boy, I don't know. That's kind of a rough, seems to be.
It's a stretch. I mean, maybe.
Hey, you never know. But, you know, our policy on this show is, you know, follow the money.
What is it?
If it's going to make them money, I don't know, they would do anybody, you know.
All right, the next one we got is from our good friend, Ucadian Keith.
Ucadian Keith, huh?
Not Canadian Keith. Not to be confused with Canadian. This is Ucadian Keith.
Yeah, yeah. I got it.
Thank you. Hey. Oh, this is what an English bong rip sounds
fart?
Like.
Is that a fart? That was like a fart, didn't it?
Kind of.
Top of the morning to ya.
Oh, God.
It's Ucadian Keith back at it again. Rolled up a couple zoobies and I'm smoking a couple zongies.
This is like an old fucking, like...
I like it.
Like late 1800s, like aristocratic.
To call and say, Team Eric, he's my bruv, but I also love Armand.
All right.
He's the man.
Fuck
Eric, do not fuck with Armand. Yeah. If you try to fuck with him, let Ucadian Keith know, and I will fly over there and personally handle it myself.
All right.
All right. GM, everybody, good morning. Cheers. Scallywag and all that. Good day.
I didn't think it was possible that I would say you have a better fucking British impersonation than somebody, but you are 10 times better than Ucadian Keith. Like, sorry, Keith.
Keith's good, man.
That's not a good...
He's just mad because he didn't like you. He likes us.
Uh-huh. No. I'm saying that was not a good English. It was like I said, it was like 1800s, late 1800s aristocratic English, I think is what he was trying for.
Well, he's probably a knight of the garter.
Garter snake. Jeff the janitor coming at us here.
Oh, Jeff, yeah.
Been a while. A couple weeks.
Surreal Talk podcast.
Yeah. What's up, bud?
What's up?
Not much. Nothing.
This is Jeff the janitor. No gimmicks this time.
Okay.
No shitty impressions. No nothing like that.
Well, that sucks.
Oh, I know. You
just
like it.
Just me being kind of fucking just fed up and pissed.
Do it.
What's up?
About a lot of things.
Do it, Jeff!
One thing in particular.
Event.
And that's just how fucked the goddamn United States motherfucking school system, public school system.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
Have we got a show on that?
I guess.
What would you say a show about the public school system could be about?
I think he just put it very succinctly.
The dumbing down
of
society?
Yeah, it's awful.
It sucks. I mean, just what the fuck, dude? I mean, honestly, how fucking far behind in the world are we?
Bad. Very bad.
And just general, simple fucking education. I mean... What the fuck, man? Kids don't put in the fucking grind anymore. They don't learn jack shit. We didn't learn fucking jack shit.
I learned a lot.
He's right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, but you know, I was just reading an article today on the Baltimore school system. I think like less than 1% are proficient in math and reading.
Less than 1%?
Yeah, something like that. And not only, but here's a real problem. They're all graduating. They're getting diplomas
because
they're just pushing them through. And it's just amazing just what they don't know. But who cares? You know, just keep pushing them through.
Well, that's why the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader existed, because that shit's been going on for a while. And questions that fifth graders can answer, other people couldn't.
You only get out of school what you put into it. If you're going to be a dumbass and not pay attention, you ain't going to learn nothing. People who pay attention to school
put
in the time.
Should you graduate, though, and get a diploma?
No.
That's the problem. That was the thrust of the article. Not that kids are stupid. They're getting high school diplomas.
For nothing.
Yeah. And not knowing anything.
That's a problem.
Fucking 8th grade, 9th grade. I mean, I didn't. I guess maybe that makes me an idiot.
No, that's not what makes you an idiot, Jeff. Sound like a smart guy to me.
Ever kind of just reiterates what I'm saying here, okay? So, you know, we need to pretty much just abolish it and fucking give up on it.
Give up on school?
Everything is so fucked. All your kids are doing is going to school and they're playing on their motherfucking phones, or they're just hanging out with a bunch of fucking freaks and fucking losers, fucking druggies.
Fucking druggies.
Or if they're in the lower grades, it's all about like... Just being in school and throwing hissy fits because you can't play fucking Fortnite and you can't play Minecraft and all these stupid fuck.
To be fair, I have those same hissy fits about going to work. You know what I mean? I'd rather stay home and play video games all day. Just saying, Armand lives at the office, so I mean, he can
suck anyway.
You got to live at work.
You know, and it's just like, I really think we should just start removing kids a majority of them, from fucking school when they're 14 or 15 years old and start fucking putting them in the goddamn workforce.
Let's put them down in the line.
Well, trade right school there. Or something.
I feel like he's not wrong about... Look, if you don't got a fucking IQ of 140 and you're probably going to be a fucking worker, horse worker.
That's not true.
140 is way out. Well, whatever then. I mean, put an arbitrary fucking number on it. I'm not the one that sets the scale. I'm saying, below this mark, bro, you're going to have to weld. Above this mark, go work with computers or be an artist or something. You know what I mean?
Well, so yeah, some people don't have an aptitude for book
learning. It is what it is, man.
That doesn't mean
you can't just insult anyone, you know, but...
Well, IQ doesn't mean anything by far.
I agree with him, but here's what I say. Get the fucking federal government out of it.
There you go.
Local government's different. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
No, citizens. We'll just go take all the grade system, round them up.
The first, second, third grade system is retarded any which way. I hate to say retarded. I'm sorry. Is dumb any which way. People don't learn at the same levels. People, you know, at different ages can soak information, you know, up at way different rates than other people. You know what I mean? You don't have to be 13 years old to get into fucking sixth grade math. You know what I mean? You can be a third grade level person and get sixth grade math. So that's kind of a problem I have with is just thinking that everybody's at the same level intellectually. If we could figure out a way to...
Well, they're not. Yeah,
well,
they're not.
We've talked about this. It's basically just babysitting for the parents and indoctrination for the government. That's all it is. They're not teaching.
I mean, not completely, but...
Well, that's what
I like to think that there's some teachers out there who actually care and want to teach students.
There are. There 100% are.
Yeah, but what are they teaching them?
Well, they're teaching them the curriculum that they're required to teach is what they're teaching them. But there are
if they're
people
righties?
That care.
But there are no righties. Teachers?
There's
are
teachers that are Trumpers.
They're too smart. There's no right. There's no teachers on the right. They're too smart. Right?
I don't know. Wrong? Left?
So Marxists are smart then?
No.
First of all, why are you telling me? Tell me why we're still using methods that were probably used 200-300 years ago to teach our kids.
Yeah, that's
not. That Common Core, and I'm the minority here, and that's a good thing.
It costs more money, but private school, stuff like Montessori school, where they teach individual one-on-one, you know, lesson plans per student. And you learn at your own rate. Whatever rate you're able to take in the information, they'll teach it to you at. I think that's kind of the way to go. I wish I could have learned that way.
What grade are your kids in?
Kindergarten.
She's in fourth. Mine is in fourth.
Kindergarten.
Can you bring her
diapers.
Books in sometime? I'd like to see what they're teaching them.
She like needs a history them for book? School.
Just take some pictures out of it.
Like I can take some pictures, though. But yeah, she'll need those for school.
Steal them.
And actually, all she brings home anymore is the iPad.
I don't even know what they teach anymore. Do they teach history? They don't teach it in high school.
Not in fourth grade, I wouldn't say. She
learned about
World history or U.S. history?
Either one.
I had both
I know
of
they
those.
Don't take civics.
So did I.
That's how many years
I had
ago?
Civics as well.
Yeah.
20. Yeah. Okay, 20 years ago. I'm talking about now.
Oh, I don't know. I never been to school.
Yeah, I don't know anybody in school anymore.
My kids
that's why I'd like
grade.
To get a textbook from somebody, maybe our interns or somebody. Bring your textbook in so we can look at
we
this.
We can do a call to action to the interns. Tell them,
somebody
hey.
Leave us a voicemail who's in high school and let us know what they learned.
There ain't nobody in high school listening to us.
Right. Yeah, they learned the founding fathers were a bunch of slave-owning racists. That's what they learned.
What's different than now? If they could own slaves, they would, and they're all racist.
Oh, get out of here. What's the matter with you?
Government is against the people, Armand. All right, here we go.
They're training them to be fucking workers. So start doing something with them. I don't know. Shipping the fucking...
And I disagree. You can't just force people based on, you know, aptitude to do anything. Like, I'm saying, I've tested you, and for whatever reason, now your lot in life is never better than fucking train track maker.
Who makes the test? You know, who decides what the bar is? Where's the bar at?
We were just talking about making all drugs legal. You can't force people into certain fucking... You know, it's freedom. It's not fucking... It's not telling people what to do. That's not fair. Life.
Yeah, but he's not telling them whether. But maybe school is not the way to go. They go to trade school.
Yeah, but now you're not
school.
Giving. He's saying you're not giving people the chance. Is what, from what he
yeah,
said.
He said if you're
14 or 15 years old and you're not, you think you're going to all of a sudden get the aptitude to learn?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe. If it's only aptitude, what if it's attention? You know, what I mean, maybe the smartest kid in the world, he can't keep his mind on the school books because he's too busy looking
what
at
about
girls
the,
or playing sports. Maybe he's got his, you know, he's more interested in other things.
And what about the problem kid that you can't throw out that fucks it up for the other 20 in the classroom?
That is a bummer, which is why I say the one-on-one is the way better to go. But if you're making changes, sweeping changes to the system, it's not tell people what they can't do. It's help the people who can do more. You know what I mean? Recognize those who are putting in the work.
I disagree. Yeah. But what good is it going to do? Okay, what good is it do you get a high school diploma if, A, you're not proficient at anything anyway, which I just told you is the same thing, because you're pushing everybody through, which means it means nothing. And B, you got to go to college anyway. You don't have the aptitude for that. So what good does it do?
All a college diploma
you're still gonna end up
or a high school diploma
granted to
is basically showing that you don't quit as soon as you can quit.
No, it's showing that you can come to work every day.
Right. And, you don't quit a project as soon as it starts.
But if we, right. But if we adjust it, that it's like I was 16. I'm not good at schoolwork, but they put me in a trade school. I was an apprentice or whatever, and I showed up every day. You got the same thing.
I think all of us are in agreement that we need to rehaul the education system, an overhaul.
We'll never do it. Yeah. The teachers' unions are too smart. I mean, too powerful.
We got fucking 10 more voicemails. Easy, we got to get
there. I mean, it's just, and let these kids that fucking really want to fucking learn stay in school.
Exactly.
And fucking do something with their life.
I mean, they can as it is. Once you turn 16, you can drop out. Why make a decision for somebody when they're 14? Wait till they're 16. If they want to drop out, let them fucking drop out.
And fucking help this country because, and yeah, I'm swearing a lot, and that's all right.
I don't blame you. Come on, like that.
You're in good company.
Well, I think we ought to do a show on it then.
Swearing?
You know, this shit is bullshit, man.
Fucking cool.
No, if I had a bong for me, I'd take a great big rip, but I don't.
Well,
so anyways,
that's a big conspiracy if you ask me.
I think you guys should just do a fucking episode, maybe have, I don't know. I'm so mad I can't think straight.
Yeah, wow, why don't set him off?
It's coming in hot.
School systems is in the States, and just how far behind we are of places like fucking China. Which everyone just envisions as a goddamn slave country, which it pretty much is. And these fucking kids go to school all the time. They're smart as fuck. And how to use an abacus.
Hey, Bao, it's probably not a school problem. It's more like a parenting problem. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true, but why keep them in then? Because you just told us that the problems with the parents. Because
the parents are using it as a babysitting. That's why they're keeping them in.
Exactly. That's what I just told you.
Not all of them, but a fair amount.
So why have another two or three years?
We're making way too many generalizations. There's a million different reasons kids don't learn or won't learn. And there's a million different reasons why kids who can learn aren't getting the chance to learn. So,
but all I'm saying is by keeping them in school longer is not solving the problem, giving them some bogus diploma.
I agree. On certain kids, it's not helping. On certain kids, it's not. But we can't force that. You can't say you're 14 or 15 years old, you took this one test, and maybe you didn't even fucking try it. You know, kids don't try out tests anymore. Some kids don't. And you boot them out. You say you no longer have this path available to you.
Well, who? There's got to be someone that's famous and smart that was in like the special classes in high school or something.
There's
that has
plenty
gone
of famous
on to
people
do...
who have been like fucking words where you read backwards, dyslexic and shit like that. But
let me give you the story of another loser,
Armand Kachigian.
That's right. I never finished grammar school.
That's a lie.
That's why he
didn't finish it. I didn't finish grammar school.
I had to dust fucking 6 inches of dust off the fucking abacus. You know what I mean?
Who is this? This janitor
Jeff.
Boy, he's...
I give up. I really do. I really, really fucking pissed, do. This.
I agree with most of what he says.
I like his passion.
Yeah, I do
too. Shits personally,
I like him on the show.
You know, I just... There's nothing we can fucking do about it, boys.
No, I agree with that.
Just...
Throw more money at it, that's all.
Fucking hang out, do what you can, and just watch it fucking burn, man, because that's what's happening.
Yeah, wow. He got cut off by the limiter of.
Oh, really? Do we have a limit?
I think so. Boy. He got cut off. It would sound like it.
Well, I think he got his point across.
I think he's going. What he was trying to say there at the end is just fuck it, live a fun life. That's kind of where I'm at these days. I'm not lusting after information.
But you don't
like
want
I
your
used
kid to,
be.
To have the mindset to just grow up to say fuck it, we're gonna have a fun life. You want her to work hard through the steps.
Yeah,
right.
I'm at the point now where I'm a fuck off.
But where do you get to the point where you start thinking, well, my kid probably isn't cut out for college. You know, when you start thinking, I'd rather
you
have
never
that,
tell
you know
them
what?
That.
Hold on, as a parent, you can make that decision. You can say, I don't think my kid's cut out for college. You're if
yeah,
as long as
you're
below
have to
18,
pay for it,
exactly right. But the government, I don't think, has the right to tell you right off the bat from one standardized test or whatever that now you cannot finish standard school that the rest of people can.
But you're giving the government the power to, you're giving them all the power to educate your kid. I think that's just as bad. I don't want the government telling my kid. You know, they're telling them what they can learn, where they have to go, you know.
Again, we get back to that whole government of by the people for the people, which we know isn't really true. But if it were, in a fucking perfect society. Anyway, next one is from Sony Fucked Up Pretty Bad. I wonder what this is about. Maybe Spider-Man?
Those fucking dickholes. You know, they're going to fuck everything up for themselves.
That's
Kevin.
You know
who I'm talking about. It's Sony taking Spider-Man away from the MCU. They're going to fuck everything up for themselves.
What happened?
They're making money.
Sony owned the rights to Spider-Man, and they couldn't come up with a deal with Marvel, so now the Spider-Man characters in all these Avengers movies is no longer allowed to be in these movies. Sony's taking back the character.
By letting him be in the MCU. So now what do? They take him out, and they're thinking because Marvel wasn't going to let him in the Venom movies, so they're going to put some other bullshit Spider-Man in those fucking movies, and they're going to jeopardize everything because those movies aren't going to make any fucking money. I'm not going to spend a goddamn...
Case in point, Venom made a shit ton of money. It was horrible. They're making a Venom too, but
what the hell is Venom?
Venom was a Spider-Man villain. Oh. They spun off into his own movie. They had nothing to do with Spider-Man. removed the whole Spider-Man origin from the character. It was trash. Made a shit ton of money. Had Tom Hardy in it. Played the titular character.
But who made it? Is that Sony or the other people?
Sony. Because they own Spider-Man and his entire, you know, rogues gallery.
Okay.
So.
Spider-Man's back in the MCU on those fucking movies. They really fucked that one up.
He's pissed.
I feel very strongly about this shit.
Boy, he's fucking more pissed than Jeff.
Sony just fucked up. God, I always loved Sony too. Fuck them. Fucking pricks.
I love it.
Here's another one from Kevin. It says, it's from Kevin Yarrow, which we could have guessed.
Yeah.
Sony could still go fuck itself.
I wonder what this is about.
I am so sorry. I needed to get that motherfucking Spider-Man rant out of me.
You got it, man.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay, I'm not going to go into that again. Okay.
Do what you got to do.
Somebody told me the other day and like that the Japanese are putting people and animals together. And
wow,
I was
like,
making chimeras?
What the fuck? And it sounded fucking crazy to me. Like they're trying to create a new species or something, which, I mean, I guess wouldn't be that bad because we're fucking killing enough different species ourselves. Why not create some more for the Earth, right?
But I'm not sure it's possible.
What I found out they're actually doing is trying to grow a pancreas inside of a rat.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they can transplant it into a human. They're not actually trying to, like,
okay, yeah, I'll buy that.
Grow a half-human, half-rat. Like Splinter or some shit. That'd be
Ninja Turtles.
Splinter. Is that what he said?
So like,
yeah, half human, half rat. Splinter. That's an answer Ninja Turtle reference.
There's nothing really to worry about, except that they're gonna be looking at it for 2 weeks, and if there's more than 30% human cells in the animal's brain, they're going to
kill it.
They're gonna stop the experiment. But what if one of these rats gets away? And then starts fucking other rats with human
cells.
Yeah,
that's a good
fucking
brain,
and actually
scary.
Creates a fucking half rat, half human.
Rat boy. You know? I remember that movie.
You know?
Armand, you owe Kevin 20% of this script you're about
crazy.
To write.
If I'm writing it,
for
yeah,
a good cause, but it's fucking crazy. All right. Fuck Sony.
Fuck Sony. I'm with you, man.
Wow.
And fuck half rat creatures. All right, we have a litany of voicemails coming up here from our good friend and listener, Nate Hunter. Let me get a refresh here. He had a good time, it looks like, on the old voicemail line. He shared a few with us. Let's see. First one is Nate motherfucking Hunter.
Hey, man. Y'all got any of that surreal talk? I got these cheeseburgers, man.
These
cheeseburgers with surreal
talk.
Surreal talk, man. Where you at? It's Tuesday. I need my fix.
We do the show on Wednesday, though. Nate, this next one's from Nate again. It says, I had sex with a llama once. Just kidding. It was an alpaca.
All right. Good. Yeah.
No,
they're better.
No one sounds like surreal talk. No one talks like surreal talk. No one is as great as surreal talk.
I like it.
That's true.
It sounds like a rock song.
We
got to
put that on our intro.
This next one again, Nate, Phantom of the Opera talk.
Wow. Nate.
Everett.
That's me.
Everett.
Tim.
Armand, can I hear your voices?
Hello.
Soon.
He's doing fat.
He's fucking stoned.
Oh, he high.
Love it. One more. I miss your faces from Nate Hunter here.
I'm done.
You know what that is?
That's like I'm done with the voicemail.
You're just so high. Right. You're like,
Jesus Christ.
What have I been doing?
I like that Phantom of the Opera, man.
I just wanted to portray to you three fucking goons how much I miss listening to you. It's only been a week.
2 weeks, man.
Well, this
give or take
a
few days.
Wow, he must really be withdrawing.
But I feel like a piece of me is missing.
That's sad.
Like, where the fuck did it go? You know when you're like, well, I have my keys, and you check your pockets, and they're not there, mm-hmm. and then you feel like a sense of betrayal from your keys? Yeah, that's you.
Hold on. Yeah. It's never my keys' fault. They're not my pockets.
Betrayers? I'm kidding. Or am I?
You know how, like, you have leprosy and your hand falls off?
It's my hand's fault. Yeah. Stupid hand.
That's what he feels like without...
Oh. Hey, we're back for...
Hang on.
What?
James in the chat said, last guy was worried about real issues, and now we're talking about Spider-Man. I love how this podcast changes so fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talking about public schools and then Sony Spider-Man.
Yeah. But the guy was more passionate about the Spider-Man than he was.
With equal fervor.
They were both fucking pissed. Yeah. We get them debating about Spider-Man in
and
schools.
If we could, and
what's
if we,
more important?
The irony is, if we could fix one problem, it'd probably be the Spider-Man.
No shit, right?
Yeah, let the schools go. Who gives a shit?
We can negotiate that Marvel Sony.
Right. That would be a coup.
You look like Geordi. No, you look like that guy from fucking...
I look like Cyclops, don't I?
With Empire Strikes Back, Helper on Cloud City.
Oh, the one old boy?
Yeah, the Helper on Cloud City.
Oh, yeah. The, yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, here's another one from Kevin.
Hello. First, I'd like to say
Stone and tired as fuck.
Birthday on Tuesday, and I'm turning 31.
Happy birthday, Kev.
For anyone that's thinking of turning over 30 on their don't fucking do it. It's a trap.
Sorry, Kevin.
You guys got to run this back. I can't hear him.
First, I'd like to say that it's my birthday on Tuesday, and I'm turning 31.
Belated.
For anyone that's thinking of turning over 30 on their next birthday, don't fucking do it. It's a trap.
Good idea.
I did it on my last
Anyways.
Yeah.
I like to say this.
Okay.
I am pretty sure that Donald Trump is about to have a stroke. The things he says, the things he does, that's what happens to people, you know, before they have strokes. They start fucking, their brains just start going fucked.
Hillary with the balloons.
I am fairly confident. I had a feeling that it's going to happen while he's talking on stage in front of a big stained glass window in front of some church or a huge place where he's giving a speech.
Wow.
That's my prediction.
Uh-oh.
Well, I think it's going to happen within the next year as well.
I call the Secret Service.
All right.
Yep, you go.
Well, fuck. I don't know. I'm fucking stoned and tired.
Fuck
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
He couldn't even finish.
Classic Kevin.
He didn't know he wanted to
fuck. I love it.
We're all waiting.
Who's it going to be?
I thought it was going to be me. Like, wow.
I didn't think it was going to be me.
Fuck.
All right. Fuck it.
This next one's from...
Play that again, will you?
The whole thing or just
the fuck. That was great.
Fuck. I don't know. I'm fucking stoned and tired. Have a good one.
Lost his train of thought.
All right, this next one we got is from Vape is Good. Vape is very, very good. And the email address is fuckyou@fuckyou.fu.
Oh, okay.
That's a great email address.
Yeah.
It's not the vaping. It's the stupidity. Fuck you.
I'm pretty sure it was Kevin again.
He's right. He's right, damn it.
He ain't wrong. Okay, next one we got is Christina Johnson. I got a pair from Christina.
Love the show, guys.
Cool.
Thanks,
I listen
Christina.
All the time and yell at my phone, just like you guys, to the voicemails on a regular.
Sure.
With that being said, fuck you, Armand.
Ah!
Ooh. Oh, man.
I wanted to say that for a long time, but after listening to the scam episode, double fuck you, Armand.
Oh, shit.
What did I
Everett,
do?
Everett, I love you most of the time. We agree. Eric.
Yeah.
Team Eric.
Oh, hey, all right.
I'm Team Eric because I feel like
the woman's deranged.
I understand you, and when you try to tell them things, they talk over you. They
you
try
speak
to trip
Eric.
You up.
She can
they
translate.
Don't let you say what's on your mind.
He doesn't have
and
a mind.
I agree with you. Team Eric.
Hey,
but I love
you
too,
go.
Everett. But
hey.
Fuck you, Armand. Have a great day, guys. Keep up the good work.
Can't win them all. I wonder what did I say on the scam episode?
I don't remember.
Got her up her ass.
Maybe she says she's left another one here. 15 seconds.
Oh.
It's Christina again. I wish I had my bong here so I could do a big old hit first.
Me too.
Yeah. Since I don't, Armand, after my last message, I know you'll say that I probably believe in global warming. Yes, I do.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Have a great day.
All right. Well, at least we straightened
that
out.
That was a bigger fuck you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Armand?
Well, all right. I'll accept that.
All right. We got three more voicemails. We got a pair from Matt from Maine and one from an Aussie.
Oh, good.
Nice.
So, my country.
Here's our first one from Matt.
Hey, guys. It's Matt from Maine.
Hey, Matt.
What up, Matt? I got something good conspiracy, or this is maybe just a conspiracy that I'm thinking about.
Okay.
So this whole vaping thing, okay? So here's the conspiracy on my end. This is what I think.
Uh-huh.
I think because I believe big tobacco companies are a big play in political movements anything.
Certainly.
They fund politicians. They fund that shit.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
naturally.
I believe that the big tobacco companies are the ones who are pushing this media and getting people to believe that this vaping thing is becoming a big problem when really it's not.
This is not far-fetched.
Because listen, I've vaped for 2 years now.
Uh-oh.
I've vaped distillate THC for the last 6 months. I smoked for like 10 years, went to prison for 5, so I could barely smoke there.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
But
play.
I feel like $1 million.
Good.
And I don't believe that it is what they are saying.
I think, yeah, like that's
I don't know
possible.
Enough about the vape. Like, so, why are they saying it's bad? The diacetyl or whatever?
People
the
are getting fucking
one?
Lung illnesses and shit from it.
Yeah,
it people, fucks me up when I hear it.
It's the black market ones, from what I understand. People are cutting with weird shit like right. vitamin E or just straight out glyco.
Well, I got the one buddy that makes the shit, remember? And it's like, yeah, no, I'll pass.
Yeah, buy them from a legit source. Whether,
well,
whether
buy them from wherever the hell you want.
Yeah, right.
Cares. Coming from it's not going to kill you.
Hey, we just decided fine. We won't want to outlaw any drugs.
That's what I'm saying. And yeah, you want to legalize drugs.
I'm
right
not
now.
Saying outlaw. Now I'm saying buy it from somewhere you trust.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're just giving advice.
Public service announcement? Get out of here. Buy it anything and put it in your lungs.
Yeah, you never smoked any in your life.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got one more from
it's good for you.
That's it.
Take it from a doctor.
Oh, I forgot one more thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Fuck Everett.
Fuck you, Everett.
Yes. Yeah.
Got him.
Good guy.
Thanks for adding that in, Matt.
Vote in the poll on the website.
I was on your side until now.
Well, I think he's got something there, though. But
no, fuck you, Everett. He's got nothing there.
Oh, okay. Because he doesn't agree with you, huh?
Well, no. I think you're talking about that's what he's got going. Is the fuck you, Everett?
Well, I thought that was one of the raps against the vaping. That it's more or less a gateway to smoking, right?
No.
That it's going to introduce
people
our
really
kids.
Believe
to,
that?
I don't buy it. I'm
they
just saying that's another reason. There's the government says we have to regulate it, and we can't. And God forbid, we can't let the kids do it. Mm-hmm. My kids. I mean, a 16-year-old.
I'm mashing
Come
you
on.
Now.
I don't know, man. I think...
What is is there 18 to vape, supposedly?
Yeah.
So what? I can make it 16.
I'll say this. I like the vape cartridges for THC. CBD ones are pretty tasty. They don't really do... they haven't really done too much for me, but I think they're tasty. But the weed vape cartridges, if you get a good one, they'll fuck you up.
Oh, they do fuck you up. No one's disputing that fact.
Yeah, look at you getting high.
But the point is, we don't need the government telling us what to do.
Yeah, I agree.
If you want to vape, vape. God damn.
You want to crepe?
Yeah, I agree. If you want to vape, but you might consider where your cartridges are coming from.
Okay. Well,
the big deal that we're seeing right now is people like the ban on flavored.
Yeah. What's that
New
all
York
about?
New York just banned flavored.
I saw that. Because that's because those are
Why?
Supposedly those are projecting toward the kids.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, right.
That's what they're
because
saying.
Because adults can't like fruit flavored shit.
Well, I mean, they make Adderall in candy flavors, so.
Really? Got some?
No. Oh. What, you do Adderall, Armand?
That I know. I love Adderall.
Who doesn't love free
Focused as hell, man.
You ain't the only one there, bud.
Yeah, that's a great drug.
Over-the-counter Coke. Right there it is.
It's not over-the-counter. You need a prescription.
Yeah,
good point. All right, this last voicemail we got this week is from Aussie. We'll see.
Hey, boys.
Hey, mate. How about that?
We've heard, hey, boys. Is this real or fake Aussie?
I'm going real. No, I'm going fake because he said Aussie.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, boys, I'm calling in because you thought that I was actually from Adelaide. I'm not from Adelaide at all.
I don't think same guy.
And I'm also not Laz. This is Tyler. I'm just...
Told ya.
From the South.
South Australia.
Fake. Well, I don't appreciate being fooled.
Manchester Challenge.
You fucking got us good, dude.
Yeah, that's not fair.
I like it. I mean, that's...
I don't know if it's
good
same guy.
Him.
I think... That, let me
I hope
find
it was
Tyler
lying.
From the chat today.
I hope he wasn't lying about being my fan.
Surreal talk, fellas. How you doing? This is old Brixby calling to
it's
you
not
from
the same
Adelaide.
Guy.
Down
Since
here in
from
Australia.
Adelaide.
Just wanted to say hello. We haven't fallen off the bottom of the globe down here.
Let me hit the other one.
Okay. This is not the same guy.
Hey, come on, hit me.
Hey, boys. I'm calling in because you thought that I was
actually
from Adelaide.
Yeah, it is.
I'm pretty
not
close.
From Adelaide at all.
Yeah, it's him.
And I'm also not Laz. This is Tyler. I'm just from the South.
I believe him.
He's sitting there in his house right now going, I got you good, you fuckers.
Yeah, he got us.
Challenge. Thanks.
He wants to take the Manchester Challenge. Let's see.
What's the Manchester Challenge?
Eric said, anybody do a
the imitation?
Yeah. All right, that's all we got for voicemails today. Thanks, everybody, for showing up. It was a nice long social show. It's been a while since we've did a show.
Oh, yeah.
It's Laz.
All right, well, we do got to go. 4:53, I got to go.
You got to go?
No, not really, but I got to go let my neighbor's dogs out. So yes,
all right. Thanks for showing up, everybody. We'll catch you next week. Find us in the group, facebook.com/group/SurrealTalkGroup.
And we appreciate your anus.
Yeah, SurrealTalkPodcast.com to leave your voicemails. We want them. We need them.
/anus.
We love them. All right,
#anus.
Catch you all later.
We need a shirt with that.
Anus.
I have a phone in my anus. Epstein had a phone in his anus.
An iFinus.
The anus
is from an iPhone in your anus.
It's a nus, but it's an anus.
All right,
no, we're still live. Oh. Anyway, all right, guys, we'll catch you all next week. Thank you very much.
See you guys.
Please wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
I'm mad as hell! I'm not going to take it anymore!
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.